Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan, good afternoon. I hope you're staying cool today. It's a hot one out there.
Indeed it is. And first thing we wanted to talk to you about, of course, was last night's school committee meeting. So what was your thoughts overall in the meeting?
Well, first of all, I was appreciative of all the citizens that showed up. I mean, I'll be honest, as a product of Brockton Public Schools, our number one, really number one issue right now is a smooth transition as we start the school year. And, you know, as mayor and as chair of school committee, I'm outraged, I'm angry, I'm shocked. I can use all those words. But we're taking action. As mayor, I've already, as I said last night, I've already spoke to Lieutenant Governor. I've spoken to the Mass State Auditor, the Mass Inspector General to seek assistance, guidance, and support. And Department of Revenue has been in massive contact with us as well. Biggest thing people have to realize, again, this is a deficit. It appears it was overspending. And, again, audits are going to be done, and I welcome all the audits. But it was for the prior school year, so FY23, which closed June 30th. But like anything, I want to get to the bottom of it. I've spoken to Commissioner Jeff Riley of DESE, and he's going to help provide some support as well. But at the end of the day, an independent external audit has been authorized by the school committee. And then in my capacity as mayor, I'm also going to retain a firm to do not just on the school department side, but on the city side. We need to get a really broad spectrum. So going to continue to support our students, teachers, staff, and parents. And at the end of the day, the answers will come to light on how this could have happened. I don't know how it happened. I'm blindsided, but we'll get to the bottom of it.
Now, how much money is still owed right now?
Well, it looks like there's a deficit of $14.4 million. And, again, that's a large deficit, and it's from a prior school year. So, you know, the Department of Revenue is assisting us on how we can find solutions to the budgetary needs. And, you know, the CFO on the school side and deputy CFO on the school side have been placed on administrative leave. The superintendent is on medical leave. We have a really wonderful acting superintendent, Dr. Jim Cobbs. And as a parent, my child went to school yesterday, and it was a smooth first day. And that's the focus. You know, we will figure out how to find a solution. So it's definitely a systems failure, but at the end of the day, we need to work together to come up with how it happened and how it can never happen again.
Now, a question I have is the school committee. Does the school committee review the budget? And if so, how is this not seen by them?
Well, I mean, again, a lot of this is going to be determined. I sat for 14 years as city councilor, and I reviewed the budget. And as school committee members, you know, we review the budget as well. But this isn't the current budget. You know, this was a budget that's already come and gone. And so at that time, the way it works, like this case, the school side requested $219 million for this year, FY24. That's what was presented to the city council. That was what was approved for this year. So it appears that it was overspending in addition to the budgeted line item. So, again, there's going to be a lot of investigations, a lot of research and due diligence. But at the end of the day, what I'm charged to do and what I pledge to do is we're going to find out how it happened and how it can never happen again.
Now, will this budget deficit affect this upcoming school year, the one we're in now?
No, it will not. It will not. It will not impact. It's a prior year, so it will not impact it. And again, we need to figure out how it happened, and we're working with the people that are going to help us get to the bottom of it. And I welcome their assistance. And you know, we will figure it out. And we have already, at my direction, instituted. As of system oversight, it's a management budget management process coming out of the city side now, the CFO on the city side, and it's going to monitor all expenditures, all review of all contracts. And, again, it appears that it was overspending, but, again, only the true audit's going to determine how this happened and how it can never happen again. And that's what I'm pledging to do, and that's what we will do.
So this sounds like you're telling me this is not going to have really any kind of an impact on the city budget as of now.
It doesn't have an impact on FY24. That was already passed, and that started July 1. And again, you know, there were short steps that needed to be taken. Unfortunately, RIFs were done to keep the process moving forward. But in terms of what was ratified and passed by the City Council for FY24, the previous year, a deficit that just recently came to light doesn't have an impact on it the previous year. So we'll figure it out, Dan, and I'll keep you updated as we speak every week.
Now, the final question I have is, when will this audit be? Do you have any idea when this audit's going to begin?
Well, on the school committee side, you know, we're working with the legal department. There's some talk that they want to have some citizens involved in the selection process as well, and I welcome that. I mean, transparency is key. But on my side as the mayor, I'm going to hire and engage a firm ASAP because we really want to do a broad spectrum, not just on the schools, on the totality. So I can't speak to when the actual audit will be done, but I can tell you that I was actively speaking to folks yesterday, and my solicitor was as well. So we'll figure out how we get it done, and then how long it takes, I don't know. I've never had to deal with this, but we will deal with it, and we will deal with it appropriately.
Now, we do know that, of course, Mike Thomas is out on extended medical leave, but also the Chief Financial Officer, Aldo Petronio, and Director of Financial Services, Chris Correa, they were placed on administrative leave. Do you have any idea what's going to happen with them going forward?
I don't. I mean, those are personnel matters, Dan, and you can appreciate that. Again, they report to the superintendent. They are out on administrative leave, and now we have to figure out, you know, how we get some assistance. And I told you, Jeff Riley, the commissioner of DESE, has offered some assistance, and going to have to find some temporary experts in finance to help on that side as well. But it's all hands on deck. But in terms of personnel, I can't opine on that, nor what I think would be appropriate.
All right. Well, unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Dan. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week.